This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, already 30 seconds into this third hour. We're going to take a lot of calls and blitz through a ton of news. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. And there is so much that we're going to be covering about, well, the preparation for the invasion of Syria, the dollar plunging, the new pink money coming out today. We've been telling you about it for 5 years. We were kooks. We were liars. We just had the Federal Reserve plan. Here it is, and how it affects you. And this hour, I will take about 10 minutes out and tell the incredible story of what happened in my 5 days in California. I guess, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Tuesday. And just the incredible things that happened while I was there at the Bohemian Grove, at the awards ceremony for Project Censored, where I got second place, my interview with Cynthia McKinney, the congresswoman, my interview, 8.5 hour interview with Gary Busey, and just a bunch of other stuff. And some things that are confidential I can't talk about. But it's all coming up in this hour, so you'll want to stay with us. Right now, let's talk to David in Michigan, then Lewis, John, Brad, Mark, and others. Go ahead, David. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Alex. And by the way, I want you to know I'm making copies right now of your videos. The 911, the road to tyranny, and
everybody,
the masters
keep
of terror.
It up. Keep it up, because it hurts the New World Order something fierce.
Absolutely. These things are really essential to informing people, and I do it on a continuing basis, so I congratulate you for those videos. I haven't got the next one yet, but I'm getting it. Anyway, I have to, first of all, I want to say that, this principal or this individual that you interviewed over the installation of cameras in the schools is...
In the classrooms, yeah.
This, he is a living testament to the effectiveness of the program to dumb down America. Something that everyone understood at one time was that people could not trust government, unaccountable government bureaucrats with that kind of power. It was just something that was ingrained into our understanding, and now people seem to have lost that very basic concept, and it's very sad to hear about.
Yeah, because we know there's criminals in our society, so we don't let the government ever get too big or powerful, because a criminal can get control of that.
Exactly.
Or a pack of criminals. That has now happened, and these people are still saying, well, we still got to go ahead and accept this surveillance control grid.
Right. And the main point that I want to make is you've been focusing on the Arnold Schwarzenegger installation into the governorship in California, and I've been kind of questioning why, we haven't been also talking about Bustamante and Gray Davis as much, but I think, you actually had a bead on what they were doing. And
they've just got to give you somebody new as they take the wealth, as they jack up the taxes. Arnold says he's going to keep all that going. They just give you a new leader. That's what they do in third world countries. The corruption continues. They just have a sacrificial lamb, and that's all Gray Davis was.
Gray Davis did tremendous damage to this country and to California, but he had, run his course.
That was his job. He was a puppet.
Right. He was nothing but a puppet. Well, anyway, I wanted to tell you about an email that was sent to you by a friend of mine that has a shortwave broadcast also, and he carbon copied me, and it's a very, very remarkable revelation concerning a talk radio program called the John and Ken Show that really was instrumental in getting the recall effort started. But it turns out that they were never anything from the beginning other than a shill for Arnold Schwarzenegger, and from the very beginning.
Yeah, I know who
people,
they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
they're on KFI.
Yeah, KFI. They were approached by a guy named Gene Forte, who you had on your program before, who was actually running for governor. But his issue was judicial unaccountability.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. Yeah, obviously, folks, this whole thing is staged as a platform for Arnold later as president. This is the next to the last rung in that plan the globalists have had for a while. He's been a member of the Bohemian Grove since 1986, just like Mr. Greenspan.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug. Your sofa.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I wanted Mark in Michigan to finish up what he was saying, Dave in Michigan, but he actually got disconnected. He was bringing up how they used the show John and Ken in L.A. to start the recall and to get support behind it, and how Clear Channel got behind it. And yes, I was aware of that, but it's not all just one group that did it. It was a bunch of establishment organizations that started the demonization of Gray Davis. And, of course, the media ignored all the real reasons, giving IDs out to illegal aliens, open borders, all the welfare for the 10 million illegals, the gun control, the car tax. I mean, I was out in California. And people, liberals, hate Gray Davis because the economy's horrible out there, just as bad as it is in the rest of the country. Everybody's leaving the state because of the socialism in the schools, banning homeschooling, the gun control, all the illegal aliens. I mean, I was reading editorials while I was out there where they were admitting it was because of the illegal aliens, but you don't hear that on their news. But then they say the answer is Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is for illegal aliens, for open borders, for handing out the ID cards, the matricula, and the driver's license, for gun control, for abortion, for all of this stuff. And I know we've already beat this dead horse to death several times. But Arnold himself is a diversion, a distraction, a total puppet who reads off a teleprompter. But the story outside the box is important to show you manufacturer consent. So the people had to see something happening because everything's falling apart in that state by design. It's the model of the rest of the country. There's a massive consolidation. Look at the statistics. Record numbers of people lost their jobs, went into poverty. The middle class is evaporating. The factories are almost all shutting down for both like electronic goods, textiles. A lot of the farms are shutting down. And what are they saying? They're going to expand NAFTA and GATT. What are they saying? It's going to get seven times worse with the high-tech jobs. And so what's their answer? Here, let's blame Gray Davis. And yeah, you can blame Gray Davis. It's like, you know, if a ship broadsides you, you can blame, I guess, the bow of the ship. But let's talk about who was driving it. I mean, if a car runs over you, you can blame the hood ornament, which is Governor Davis. But how about we blame the person driving the car, the New World Order? I mean, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger hanging out with Rothschilds a year ago at their castle with Warren Buffett, Reuters, hanging out at the Bohemian Grove by 1986, married in with the Kennedys. I mean, this guy's smart when it comes to getting into the system. He serves the New World Order, and they've got bills now, Republican and Democrat, they admit, to make Arnold Schwarzenegger president. This is only the beginning of this. And you're going to watch Rush Limbaugh as he gobbles OxyContin, the most deadly heroin derivative. You're going to watch the Sean Hannitys tell you every child needs a chip, and by the way, Arnold's the best choice. You're going to watch this in horror, folks, unless enough people are educated and know what's happening. But I don't think they had to steal the election out there. They just manufactured it. I talked to the idiots. Oh, Davis is so bad, we're losing all our jobs, all these illegal aliens, it's horrible. And I talked to the bellhops. I talked to the guys at the hotels. I talked to people in coffee shops. I talked to Gary Busey. I talked to Joe Rogan. I talked to all these people. They'll go, well, Davis is horrible, Davis is evil. And I go, Arnold's for all the same policies. So it's I mean, maybe 8 out of 10 people I talked to were for Arnold. So definitely they don't have to rig the election out there, as they've been caught in other cases doing. Because they've just got, oh, it's the Hollywood star. He's the savior. He's the leader we need. People who never voted went and voted for him. I mean, I saw women on TV going, oh, he's such a tough guy. He'll clean house. Bring me the broom. Bring me the broom. I mean, he's the modern candidate. It's all fluff. It's all an image. It's a public that doesn't know reality from fiction. Folks, he campaigned to keep Enron in control of the state with Davis for policies Davis supported. He met at the in a closed-door meeting of just about 30 people multiple times at there at the Beverly Hills Hotel. He met with Michael Milken, the junk bond scammer. He met with Ken Lay. He went out in camp, and then he sits there and goes, we're going to end the corruption in Sacramento. You're in a lot of trouble now. I'm going to get you. And when he rips everybody off, when it gets worse, they'll go, well, at least he tried. It's the Democrats' fault, and he meant well, and I'm truly sorry. But as you see the government growing, the middle class disappearing, the Fortune 500 got richer. That was the Forbes headline last week or 2 weeks ago. Record profits. Record for the billionaires. Record. You're like, wait a minute. The rich people don't want to hurt the economy. They like making money, too. Folks, they print the money. They, quote, make the money off blowing the economy out and buying up hotels and car companies and restaurant chains and farmers' land and corporations by blowing it out, making you dump your stock. They come in, buy pennies on the dollar later, and start the whole speculative scam over again. So we watch the ultimate insider saying, I am on the outside, and the news doesn't call him on it. Folks, I was reading the LA Times while I was out there. They weren't bashing Arnold. They have these little milquetoast articles about groping women. Nothing about what's admitted by ABC News that they wouldn't run, that he stood up in front of a whole bodybuilding dinner and started screaming, I hate N-N-N-word black people. Get out of here, subhuman trash. No blacks allowed. I mean, that's America, folks. They totally ignored that. Oh, it's incredible. Let's go back to the call. Let's talk to Lewis in Rhode Island. Lewis, thanks for holding. Lewis, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Don't try that with me, you terrorist. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. Yesterday I was handed a pamphlet for the Lyndon LaRouche presidential campaign. Much of it is what you point out about the globalists. On the cover, there's a picture of Warren Buffett, Arnold, Lord Rothschild, entitled Rob California. What are your thoughts about LaRouche for president? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, sir. The Lennon LaRouche Organization, in their Executive Intelligence Review monthly publication, is extremely accurate when they talk about problems, the Anglo-American establishment, the English, the Rothschilds, who controls our banks, what the new world order is doing, what they're up to. Now, their solutions is another type of global government, teaming up with China and Russia, building all these big railways, having big public works projects, really what the Soviets promised in the 20s and 30s of, you know, big machines and big industry, but it doesn't work. So everything LaRouche says is accurate and is truthful in the problem. See, problem, reaction. Now their solutions are bad. It's socialism. It's one world government. But their analysis is excellent. I mean, if I had the time, I could write analysis like that. In fact, I did. You read my article. Everybody said last week it broke that Arnold was involved with Enron in secret meetings. I wrote an article 2 months ago about that. You're like, well, wow, where'd you get that? Well, I got it out of L.A. Weekly. I mean, was it like I found it or something? You know, like I invented it. So, I mean, that's what I have to say about that. I'm told that David Michigan was able to get back in. He was going to talk about a new story and something somebody sent me about John and Ken, this popular talk show there on KFI, and how they got behind the recall early. Clear Channel did, sir. All the other recalls in California failed because the establishment wasn't behind it. Because they knew things were bad in the state, they had to have a sacrificial lamb. Go ahead and finish up real quick, Dave.
Okay. Well, I realize that. What I wanted to say is that people turn to talk radio. Everyone knows that people like Rush
Limbaugh. It's the so-called alternative, and they know that that conservatives, libertarians, freedom lovers, Christians have enough discernment to know we're being lied to, so they create a false membrane of the onion, so when we break through that, oh, it's liberals. We found the conservative neocon truth.
Right. Well, you know, we all know what Rush Limbaugh, we should know, and the rest of those crowd are, the national talk show hosts. But I don't think people realize that the local talk show hosts are also shills. There's one here in Michigan. I'm not going to name him, but he dominates
talk
radio.
Let me just say this. I know Clear Channel hosts. I know Infinity hosts. I know others who were on, and they'll usually allow one guy on the weekend or overnight to tell a little bit of the truth. He mixes in with weird stuff. But the number one host during the day, all that, they have meetings with the so-called consultant, and the consultant who's hired by the company, normally former CIA, and I'm not joking when I say that, tells him, you will say this, this, and that, gives you talking points, and goes, if you want to keep your job and move up, you will do this. Go ahead.
That becomes very clear when you listen to these people. But the really stunning thing is, in this transcript, there's a partial transcript in the email that was sent to you on Monday of the producer of the John and Ken show admitting that he is not interested in hearing any points of view or from any other candidate, and that they're only there to shill for Arnold. I mean, he says it in different words, but that's what he says.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of that show, and they are New World Order shill.
And that's really all they were doing from the beginning, and people need to realize that they're being manipulated at every level, and that's the message.
They are. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Very good.
And, yeah, I was out of town, buddy. I'll try to find that. Resend it again. Tips and Infowars.com. Thank you. John in Tennessee, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Since Arnold made his millions off CAFR government pension investments in Hollywood, I wonder how his investments are going to grow now. You reported that the SWAT team shot the kids in Columbine by their own confessions on tape.
Well, they admit they shot some of them, yes.
Well, last month at Dyersburg Community College in Tennessee, the news reported that a SWAT team shot two students when it stormed a classroom. The government, the gunman said he was Al-Qaeda and ordered pizza, and then they came in and shot him. Later, the news made a big deal alleging the gunman shot the hostages, not SWAT.
Now, this shows my total ignorance. I'm not even aware of this case.
I'll email it to
Tim. Well, no, hold on. Where did this happen?
This is Dyersburg. You mentioned it earlier in the show, I thought. Dyersburg Community College in Tennessee. It was September 16th.
There have been other cases where SWAT teams shoot their own officers and people where no guns are involved. I want to hear about this. Stay there. Don't hang up, John, and then Brad and Mark and James and a bunch of other people. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Check those websites out.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
All right, John in Tennessee. Tell folks what happened at the community college there in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Well, it sounded to me like a mind control provocateur situation because the gunman said he was Al-Qaeda but was not a student. He made no demands and ordered pizza for the class hostages. He refused to talk to his family, and the SWAT team came in all pumped up and
Critically injured two of the students. Was he white or was he...
I'm not sure. I didn't see it on TV. I saw it. I heard about it on your show. You just said somewhere in Tennessee.
Yeah, and there's my legendary memory. I can't remember it.
But the news, the early news articles reported that they weren't, quote, weren't sure if he was shot by the gunman or by the SWAT team, end quote. And later on, they came out and tried to allege, oh, no, he was definitely shot by the kidnapper, you know. But I don't believe that. I suspect the SWAT team came in all pumped up and just shot the place
up. We know in Detroit last year they shot a child in the face. We know 2 years ago in Fort Worth they shot cop of the year in a drill with the children. These are drills. And I see these articles every month where they do these drills and shoot somebody. But this obviously wasn't a drill, and I don't know if I can completely blame a SWAT team. If they go in with a gunman and somebody gets shot, I'm not saying that's good, especially for those that died. But at the same time, look at Columbine. 4 hours they sat outside, and the Rocky Mountain News has admitted, as well as other papers there, that police admitted to teachers they've been ordered to shoot children leaving and did shoot some of them and were sued over it, and the government will not release those documents or transcripts or depositions under, quote, national security, and is having them destroyed. How is it national security to not release that?
Well, I reported a similar situation at Pellissippi State Community College in Knoxville. We had a guy in class who made a comment about, he wanted to get a gun and go shoot up the school. And so I report that to the teacher, and everybody starts laughing about it. I say, I think you ought to take it a little serious and just report it at the chain of command. Next thing I know, I've got active duty military sitting next to me in class in full camouflage uniform. I got cops sitting next to me in the library in full uniform with a gun and telling me they're not even in the school. Very strange.
Well, you should have gotten video of that. I know it's been
I got it on audio tape. Yeah. I always carry an audio tape recorder anytime.
Well, sir, please make me a copy of that, because we know Knoxville is a center for getting rid of posse comitatus, which they're trying to do this week and next week in Congress. The 1878 law barring military from engaging in law enforcement activities, the telltale sign of a third world dictatorship. And we got your Knoxville News Sentinel saying as early as 3-4 years ago, you had regular Army and National Guard running checkpoints all over the state. So that's very serious.
Well, in Knoxville, I spoke with a veteran Air Force Special Forces guy, and in San Antonio, Texas, he was working undercover for the Air Force in the local high school, sort of a 21 Jump Street situation. He was under orders to shoot to kill students if they had any weapons, and he got chewed out after he disarmed one kid instead of killing him.
And see, that's the you got to get me in touch with him.
Well, he broke contact with me.
Sir, I've been to Fiesta down there. I've been to some of the events, and I'm down there with the family, and there's uniformed MPs walking around in downtown arresting people. That was 4 years ago. Before 9/11. See, this is the new life, folks. Troops everywhere, plain clothes, in military regalia. It's so scary.
Well, I heard that guy told me that before I'd ever heard of you. And I think some of the TV writers on the sitcoms now are watching your videos. Last week on Angel, the season premiere, had the investigators take over an evil mafia Hollywood law firm, which I think is hilarious because my family's a bunch of lawyers. The firm used a SWAT team for wet work. An evil client infected his son with a bioweapon, and the SWAT team decided on its own initiative to kill all the school children. So Angel, the hero of the show, the investigator, had to save the school kids from the SWAT team. And the last thing the SWAT team leader said was, quote, "We are evil. You can never stop us because you will never be as ruthless as we are," end quote.
Well, I know this. I was out in Hollywood. It was incredible how many people wanted to meet with me. A lot of names I can't mention. And they were all telling me, "We know, we know, we know. We're not allowed to tell anybody. We know, we know, we know." And it was very, very interesting. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm going to take a few more. We're going to go to news and the story of what happened in California. Brad in Illinois, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I guess you didn't hear Arnold's press conference about his solution to the $38 billion debt in California.
What is the solution?
Well, his solution is, he said he's got it all under control, and he tomorrow he's going to make his first appointment. He's going to appoint David Copperfield as Secretary of Treasury. So
that's funny.
Doesn't anybody out there ever ask if their state is $38 billion in debt, how the government continually generates paychecks for these people? How do they get these paychecks?
They just go into more debt. And look, you look at the $38 billion, if you got the illegals out of there, the $10 million, most of them on welfare, you wouldn't have that problem.
That's true. Can you hold me over for one second?
Yeah, let's finish up. I don't want to give you just a minute. Now, stay there, Brad, and we'll talk to Mark and James, maybe a few others, and then that's it for calls. Got to tell you what happened in California while I was there, and hit some more of the top news we haven't gotten to yet, like war with Syria. Well, we've mentioned it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7090 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescription.
All right, folks, back live. Thanks for joining us. Before I go back to all the great callers that are patiently holding and hit on some final news and tell you about my trip to California briefly, I want to remind the listeners that I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 9 documentary films. I also carry some other titles by other authors and some books. I've written a book, and I published a book that Paul Watson wrote, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. It is so important to get these videos, to get these, the T-shirts, the pro-gun T-shirts, the anti-tyranny T-shirts, to get the books, because they're all about educating. They're all about connecting with people. They're all about changing our culture against this onslaught of wickedness and New World Order propaganda. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, is frankly my best film. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror and problem-reaction-solution. It gets into Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center attack the FBI carried out. It gets into the second World Trade Center attacks in the Pentagon on September 11th. It gets into the police state, the New World Order, and the Patriot Act that unfolds from that. Then I made part 2 of that film that is excellent as well, The Masters of Terror Exposed. And now my third police state film is out, my newest video, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. It covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, government-run white slavery rings, gun control. It gets into the concentration camps, the foreign troops. The film begins with what the New World Order really is for about 15 minutes and how both parties are controlled by it. and the PNOC documents. It really is amazing. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. All the films are over 2 hours. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. You're authorized and encouraged to make copies of my videos. You can get them and make dozens of copies and get them out to talk show hosts and county commissioners and sheriffs and police chiefs and your local pastors. It's so important to get these videos, to make these copies, and to get them out to the people that affect change in your area. It is so deadly important to expose the New World Order and their terrorist actions, because through terror, they're legitimizing all of their control. Now, the toll-free number to get my videos or books or T-shirts or any of it is 1-888-253-3139. Your purchase also makes this show possible. Always remember that. 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. Again, that's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. The evil men and tyrants are counting on you to not take action. As Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and feared. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We're at the crest of that wave. It can go either way. The New World Order can win, or we can stand up and fight back and back them off and cause a renaissance of understanding. All right, going back to Brad in Illinois. Brad, go ahead and finish up your points.
Okay, I just want to make one thing to the listeners, and that is, it was once told me, if you want to know where you're going, look to where you came from. And if we look to our history, before Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin uprooted thousands of people, forced them out of their homes, stole their property, put them on crowded boxcars, numbered them with tattoos, and sent them off to concentration camps, we did it here in the United States of America, the land of the free. Look at what we've done to the Indians. And I'm not an Indian, but I've done a lot of study. Go back to the history of the Indians. Look how we uprooted them from their property. We stole their property. We loaded them in the boxcars. Many of them died of suffocation, starvation. Sent them to an alien country where they died of heartbreak. They were heartbroken there. We tagged them so that they would know, if they got off the reservation, where they belonged. And many times, one chief they murdered in a fight, and because it was too costly, the campaign was too costly, they preserved them, sent them back to the East Coast, and they put them on display at 10 cents a head for admission. That's the evilness that is running everything now. And we talk about these biochips and all that. It's just coming back full circle.
Where was the first biological weapons attack in Western civilization, that is, in the Western Hemisphere's history?
You're referring to the introduction of the smallpox.
In the 15 and 1600s, they didn't know they were giving them smallpox, but by the 1800s, they knew.
Yeah.
And it's on record that the Army had little manuals about, if somebody in your group's got smallpox, you just rub the sores on it and give it to the Indians. And then these naive people go, the government wouldn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah, and their agenda back then, if you read any books about the Indians, the agenda was, they told them in their words, we will make you walk the white man's road. So you're either going to buckle down or they're going to try to run you down. Anyways, Alex, keep up the good work, and all the listeners out there, support these shows, Alex's, all the shows on Genesis. Because without you guys out there, boy, it's deadly silence.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Yeah, we're reaching more people than ever, folks, and it is so important as we grow, which my operation is attempting to do, that folks support us more than ever. You'll see better films, better broadcasts, more information if you do that. I mean, these are the best films out there to wake people up. And I'm not the person that says that. I mean, a lot of people say that. Let's go ahead and go to Mark in... where are you calling us from, Mark?
Hello, Alex. One of the only liberal commies on the radio today.
So that means you're pro-gun, pro-family.
Exactly. Whereas you have all these conservative Democrats, conservative far right wing extremist people like Bill Clinton and George Bush. But it was kind of interesting. I called into a certain neocon the show. I actually got through. And I was pointing out the fact, you know, well, he was spending all his time playing defense for, you know, Rush, you know, talking about the OxyContin, you know, diversion, distraction, that, you know, he's not telling his listeners about things like, you know, the Our Lady of Peace Act, which is going to make it illegal for about 80% of the population to purchase a firearm. You know what he says? He cuts me off and he says, the Our Lady of Peace Act, what's that? Well, we don't have to worry about losing our gun rights because there's a good, you know, conservative Republican
in
the White House.
Bush has said he will sign the assault weapons ban when it's re-up next year after the 10-year passage with added gun control, banning hundreds of new firearms. Hundreds. And let me add, this is Larry Pratt, folks, and I've read the legislation. Now there's the new Our Lady of Peace Act with a new name added in there, introduced 2 weeks ago by Republicans and Democrats. Bush says he'll sign it. Anyone with a misdemeanor, anyone who's getting government assistance, no more guns. And, yeah, the neocons will not talk about it. Let me tell you, they know all about it.
He actually says, well, we don't need to worry about losing our gun rights because there's a good Republican in the White House right now. So, hey, go to sleep and, you know, let the Our Lady of Peace act.
And I'm sure he also supported Arnold, right?
I believe he did, yes. I rarely tune into those shows. I just occasionally just listen to, you know, their propaganda. You know,
see what the enemy of America is doing. Yes.
But yeah, so you know, hey, go to sleep. And you know, I tell you, Alex, this bill is so horrible.
Sir, we're already getting calls from veterans and others are sending us the documents. People who are on government assistance, old people, go and buy a gun. They go, you've been adjudicated incompetent because you're getting federal welfare.
Yep, but this is exactly how these slime balls work. And, I mean, it's horrible. And I'll tell you, I mean, like, say you spanked your kid or something and CPS had to drop by. And, oh, good luck getting a gun. You know, it's going to be illegal. Or actually, my understanding from, you know, what I've read so far, you know, in this bill, Alex, you have a few misdemeanors. You know, they'll use that against you.
A misdemeanor over $200 because they consider $200 in 68 money to be a felony charge.
Yeah. So hey.
Hey, let them find out. Let the listeners. You know, I go in gun shops. I go to gun meetings. They go, we're going to lose it. It's going to happen. They got this loser attitude. They're pathetic. They're not even Americans. Thanks for the call. Go ahead and finish up what?
Socialists, that they emerge victorious precisely because people are long-term pessimists. And
we can't win. There's nothing we can do. I like Limbaugh. I like Arnold. Thanks for the call. Hey, you're socialist and didn't know it, did you? Two more calls, and that's it. I'm going to talk to James and Walt, and that's it. James in Ohio, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Speaking of socialist... As a Christian, I really have some reservations about your alliance with the likes of Cynthia McKinney.
Well, there's no alliance. I went and interviewed her, sir.
Well, why do you think she gave you a big hug and you've interviewed her? I mean, are you aware of the groups that support this woman?
Well, yeah, I am.
Let's go through them NARAL, NOW, the Stonewall Democrats.
You'll let me talk? I'll keep you on for 10 minutes. Just let me talk, okay?
Okay.
Stop right there. Cynthia McKinney got $5,000 from an Arab PAC that has some connections to what they could be called terrorist groups. George Bush got over $1 million. So I remember the tarring and feathering and dragging to the street and the lynching McKinney got. Did you know McKinney came out? I started interviewing her. She goes, "The UN is kidnapping children and selling them into slavery." She starts talking about the New World Order and the Federal Reserve. She says, I saw your video. The government did 9/11. She is open. She is not a tool of the globalist. She was a useful idiot liberal that we have begun to deprogram. And she took $5,000 from the Arabs when Bush has taken over $1 million. And so I'm not going to sit here and have a double standard. I'm not going to sit here and hear about how Bill Clinton's so evil when George Bush is protecting him.
Oh, so she's a pro-lifer now and all that?
No. Well, neither's Arnold. Neither's Limbaugh.
I know that. I'm not a big fan of Bush.
Neither's Bush. No, sir. You don't understand. I'm going to tell the story about McKinney if I have time. The point here is that she's talking about 9/11. She's talking about the UN. She's starting to come over, and I didn't know it. She ran over and hugged me and was talking about the government and talking about how my video woke her up. So I'm just saying we should at least I mean, I don't agree with Joe Rogan, but I talked to him, tried to wake him up because he's
What's her agenda, Alex? Is it just
Let me finish. I don't agree with the stuff. A lot of stuff Gary Busey believes. He wants to meet with me. I met with him, tried to educate him. Go ahead and make your points.
I'm just saying, is she really open, or is she just trying to nab Bush however she can by using you?
I watched your speech live on Free Speech TV as I was in the audience, and of course I spoke, and she talked about the Democrats being evil and it not being about Bush, that he's a puppet for the military-industrial complex.
Then why is she one of them for?
That's how you win in this system, is the two-party system.
It's just about the American Free Press having a two-page spread on the Green Party. I mean,
was it the Green Party? I don't know.
Yes, it was. I had the paper. And I'm sorry, that just kind of destroys credibility there in the eyes of a lot of
Christians. She's not in the Green Party. What is this about the Green Party?
In the American Free Press last year, they had a two-page spread on the Green Party. Same kind of thing. Why would they
allow this to do with Cynthia? Hold on! What does this have to do with Cynthia McKinney?
Because I'm seeing this alliance between the Patriot Movement and the far left, and it's a concern. It's not just you, it's everybody.
Okay.
I'm just like an explanation, that's all.
Let me try to give you an analogy to get your light bulb to turn on. Okay, can I?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm in the dark. Okay.
No, just let me try to get the light bulb turned on here. At least to what I'm trying to say. Jesus went and talked to the whores and the tax collectors. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you catch me talking to New World Order minions or New World Order tax collectors are going and trying to educate them, please don't tell me I'm bad. Just as an info warrior trying to model my life after Christ's life, don't tell me I'm bad. Now, let me add something to that. You turn on a light in a room, and there are good things and bad things in the room. Okay? There's cockroaches running around on the ground, too. Am I bad for turning the light on? Am I bad for going and trying to... my example of Cynthia McKinney was, this woman came out and said Bush stood to gain from the attacks. That was important. Okay, and was an example of how much power the videos are having because of you, the listeners, making copies, and how this woman woke up. That's what I was saying.
Okay, I'm not saying you're bad, Alex. I've supported you. I've watched your videos. You're out of the money. I agree with you.
Okay, well,
that's kind of a red flag. That's all I'm saying. As you know, as a believer and a pro-lifer and all that.
Well, let me just tell you, I got the Green Party people here in Austin buying guns. I've got them deprogramming. I've got them against the phony environmental movement now. I'm deprogramming these people, and what's happening is everybody's getting scared and finally waking up to the New World Order. And we are deprogramming the left. They're not programming us, buddy.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, I appreciate the call. I don't mean to get mad at you. It's just that, I mean, we don't have a Republican or Democratic Party right now. And whether it's Ron Paul or Cynthia McKinney, if they'll just buck the system, if they're attacked by the system, where there's smoke, there's fire, they're doing some good work. That's all I'm saying about McKinney. Let's go ahead. I don't know if I have time for these. I want to tell the story of California, what happened out there. Let's talk to James in Ohio. You got 1 minute. Okay, we'll see what happens here. I was just talking to... okay, let's talk to Walt in Missouri. Go ahead, Walt.
Oh, Alex.
Or Michigan. Go ahead.
This is Walt from Michigan.
Yeah, I heard you. Go ahead.
Yeah. You had a guy named Paul Collins on your program when your guest host was on.
Wasn't aware of that, but yes. Go ahead.
A guy named Paul Collins, and he made a doubting statement about Fritz Springmeier's book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
I can't find anything in there that isn't true.
Well, let me tell you what I heard. Well, you were in California at the time. Well, Paul Collins, I tried to call him, but I couldn't question the guy because I couldn't get through to him. But the Collins family is one of the 13 families in the bloodlines that Fritz mentions, the satanic bloodlines. And I'm wondering, because of his disparaging remark or innuendo
Collins is like Jones or Smith, bud.
Well, I understand that, Alex. My name's Williams, okay? So you know what I'm saying. I got a common name, too, but Collins and his questions concerning that and also writing a book about the New World Order, I want to know why he put a negative connotation to Springmeier's
book. The book is hard to believe, and I can't prove all the stuff in it, but everything that I do know about turns out to be accurate in there. The very deep understanding of the New World Order in that book that we do carry, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, so I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I bought the book from you, brother.
Well, thank you. What'd you think of it?
I'm still reading it, man, and I've been at this for 23 years, Alex, and there's so much stuff in there. It's incredible. It's opened my mind to a whole lot of things I didn't see or know about before in my life. It really is good. And I talked to Fritz's wife here a couple days ago, and she's having a rough time of it, brother.
Yeah, he's in prison right now, folks.
He's going to be sentenced supposedly on November 13th.
And for those that don't know, they tried to falsely charge him with stuff three times: growing marijuana, no marijuana, tax evasion, no tax evasion. Then bank robbery, and they had some convicted felon on the stand. Wouldn't tell the jury it was an informant who was a felon. That's your new America. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Now, felons bearing false witness. No money, no witnesses, no nothing but one felon. What, like 7 years in federal, 8 years in federal prison? Yeah, they're scared of that book. I'm going to come back. Don't have time to cover some of the news now, because I'm going to spend 5 minutes on what happened to me in California as quickly as possible. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Irritated earlier, it's because we always get calls that disagree or something right in the end of the show, then I run out of time and don't cover everything. Really gets me mad. But I love all you guys and girls to death out there. I just, so much information, so much analysis, not enough time. The callers all bring up so many important issues. Bottom line, I went out to California because there were so many things I could do at one time. They wanted me to come out there for months and receive the award for Project Censored, which I got second place for my analysis of the Patriot Act. and Northcom, and that was on national TV on free speech television. If anybody saw that or has a tape of it, please send it. I said, I don't get that. I don't watch TV much anymore. I mean, very few amount of it. But we got out there. We flew to Northern California. I wanted to go out to Bohemian Grove. I didn't try to sneak in again. We were driving along the riverbank and got stuck in our truck, and we called the wrecker service. They pull up in a fire department vehicle and say, yeah, we're the fire department, but we're the wrecker. We're going to charge you. They pull us out, and then I ask them, hey, what's the Bohemian Grove? They freak out, say, we pulled a camera out. Turn your camera off. We're not going to talk about it. I work there. Got real threatening. We left, went to the Pink Elephant bar. I go, what's going on with the Bohemian Grove? And I had a video camera down in my hand running, just sitting there on the bar stool, but he didn't pay attention. And he goes, oh, there's this crazy guy in Texas who snuck in there, and yeah, there's rituals going on, but he's crazy for shooting video of it. And, you know, yeah, there's hidden trees in there the Secret Service stay in, and, you know, they saw what he was doing, and it just went on and on. And I talked to a bunch of locals in the bar. We went out and hit a camera, put a wireless mic on, and I came back in with a better rig and, you know, caught all that on tape. But really, it was just more of the same. Yeah, they do rituals. Yeah, I work there. Yeah, what's the big deal? So got a lot of good info there. Then I drove down to basically north of San Francisco and got the award for Project Censored in this big banquet hall. And that was great. And everybody was talking about the Republicans and Democrats being terrorists and the New World Order carrying out more terror. And Cynthia McKinney talked about it. And I interviewed her and found out that she woke up to 9/11 because of my film and a list for sending it to her. Hey, folks, waking up is only good. And she came out against the UN and world government, so the UN's kidnapping children. By the way, that was the last straw, she said, when she came out for that. That's when they all turned against her. And I interviewed a bunch of other folks. Frank Morales was incredible, the information he had. We're going to be having him on the show about the police state and posse comitatus. Then I drove down to Los Angeles from there with the camera guy, Kevin. And there have been folks that wanted to meet with me, wanted to come out here before, and you know, that was folks I'd already met before who know about the New World Order, but yeah, they're kind of establishment Hollywood types. Joe Rogan, I interviewed him, interviewed Gary Busey. I was at Gary Busey's house in Malibu up over the ocean, beautiful house, beautiful porch, for 8.5 hours. And I'll tell you more about the things he had to say maybe on another show. We're out of time. Maybe I'll do it in the first hour tomorrow. And so I talked to him about the New World Order, and then I met with some other people, some Hollywood producers, pretty big names you'd probably know, who know about September 11th, but say that there, you know, the brakes have been put on it, that my name is well known at the biggest broadcast outfits and cable channels known, that the establishment is afraid of me. I met with one of the former DAs of L.A., I mean, who's concerned about all this and has connections trying to get something done. These are people that contacted me. And they're scared, folks. And I got to see Arnold traipsing around with the security guards that would beat up basically anybody that even got near him, and arresting old women if they were protesting. Just totally staged event. And whores all over the streets. Everybody worldly. Just very evil, the vibe. Very, very wicked. And I was glad to get on that jet plane and get back to Austin, Texas. But that's kind of a condensed 5-minute analysis of what we did and the things that happened. Who knows? Maybe I'll get one of my staff to take the videotape of what we got and dump it to CD and play it here on the show. So the camera guy I went with, Kevin, he stayed there. There's some other work he's working on, so he won't be back until next week. But that's basically it, folks. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Please tell your friends and family about the broadcast on Global Shortwave at 5.085 and 6890 during the day at 12.172 and 9320. Just get out there and fight the New World Order. We don't have a choice. Be part of history. Stand up for your family. Take care. Have a great day.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick.